Okay, good morning, everybody. So continue on in Perek Chav Dalet of Hilchos Sanhedrin, which again, keep on reviewing. This is so important to see it in the context. The Rambam begins with Dinei Mavanos that we don't have a Raya Gemura. You're going to need the Dayan to balance the needs of the system against the needs of MS. And then Meidach Kisa, once you get to Dinei Nefashos, right, we're not going to be able to always carry things out exactly according to the letter of law, because there is an idea of Makin Bont and Shalom and Adin, right? If there's a Pirtza and a Shah Tzrich Lekach, and that's then leads us to discussion of Malkin Alot Tovashua and Hefker Bezdin Hefker, and then the escalations from there, right, in terms of Nidoy, which was Halacha Zayin, and Lasos Meriva Im Haroi Laharivimo, which we said was maybe a little bit of a different standard. Right there, the Rambam doesn't specifically mention Kedei Ligdor Peretz, and that brings us to our halacha v'chein. Again, these are all v'chein. We've had now v'chein, linking all the halachos from halacha hey, vav, zayin, ches, tes. These are critical, points. So the Rambam wants to make it clear that it's not and also, but it's part of the same basic permission structure. So v'chein yishlo lichtof yadayim v'raglayim, to put people in handcuffs or shackles. V'lesor b'veis ha'asurim, this is based on Gemara Moed Katan, this is Machlokas Rashi in the Rambam. Rashi says, lesor actually relates to v'chposo ala amod et la'akoso, so the Rambam disagrees, so it actually means, for purposes of, being mechadesh b'veis ha'asurim, I saw it quoted actually in the footnotes here, actually, the Frankel Rambam, that the Shiltos also learns that way. The Chavshinan, like the Rambam. Okay, so the Rambam, the Shiltos against Rashi in terms of this discretion of Bezdin. And now the Rambam has something very unusual. V'lidcho v'lischo v'al ha'aretz, shenemar hein lamus hein lishirushe hein lanush nechasim v'lasurin. So what's this, sort of dragging on the ground? So the Kesef Mishnah knows this is the way the Rambam learned the definition of the term hardafa. Now, if you look in the Gemara in Moed Katan, the Gemara in Moed Katan makes it sound like hardafa. It depends on whether the offending agent, how serious his offense was. If he's mevazet talmidei chachamim, so then we begin a process la'alter. If he was just lotzayis ladina, so whatever it is that he wasn't complying with a subpoena, so then there's a whole escalation of shloshim yom and shishim yom, but it sounds like it's a process of nidoy and shamta, etc. So the Rambam had a different interpretation of hardafa, even though it doesn't sound like the simple reading of the Gemara. So it's the Chiddush HaRambam that he understands hardafa as lidchof v'lischof al haaretz, like not just to incarcerate somebody or to restrain their movement with asiras yadayim viraglayim, but to actually to drag along the ground. So this represents actually a kind of a new level, because generally speaking, again, when it comes to corporal punishment, whether it's misas bezdin or malkos, so even if we say that makin v'hosh shalom adin and makin alo tov ashvua and the restricting movement, this is a fascinating expansion, right? Lidchof v'lischov al aretz, to particularly interpret hardafa in this way. And maybe the only analog is what we saw yesterday when the Dayan has the right lasos meriva maharoi laharid imo lakalo lakoso utlitlosh sa'aro. So now the Rambam seems to be going even further in this direction of dechifa usechiva al aretz, right, which is I think even beyond what the Rambam said in halacha chas. Again, generally speaking, in halacha, there's a major question about corporal punishment, right? This is a very important idea in general, whether there could ever be corporal punishment for matters of mamonos, lomatzino b'shum makom chiyuv guf machmas mamon. It's a huge discussion in the Ramah and the Gra and other places. But here, again, the Rambam doesn't seem to impose necessarily a standard. It's possible that it could even mean this for people who are chayiv mishum mamonos, because the previous halacha, which seems to be the beginning of this constellation, it just says im haroi laharev imo. So again, we speculated what that might mean yesterday. You know, who are we talking about? And we said it could be much narrower because of the escalations. It's talking there in the context of the Gemara of people that were involved with Nashim Nachrios. And, you know, so it's possible, if we want to continue in that direction, to say that the Rambam would never allow, you know, these kinds of corporal measures against somebody who is only Mechuyav Mishim Dine Mamanos. That would be my instinct, but I have to admit, you know, it's not absolutely clear within the framework of the Rambam, especially since he seems to be interpreting the term hardafa within this framework. So again, what the Rambam is telling us is that the Dayan has enormous discretion, whether it's Hefker Bez and Hefker, whether it's Meriva, whether it's Hakla, whether it's Klala, whether it's Lisha Sayar, whether it's Shavua. And here again, in terms of, you know, really escalating the level of physical pressures, L'chatev yadayim v'raglayim, L'yoschavosh b'veis ha'surin, D'chifa u'sachiva la'aretz, midin hardafa. So all of these things, you know, are, you know, speak to the very broad powers of the Dayan. However, you know, it should be noted and has to be noted that this is all by way of setting up halacha yud, that the Dayan has to think twice, three times, four times regarding whether these are appropriate measures, whether this is the only way of handling the situation, or perhaps there's a way that would be a little bit you know, less you know, dramatic and require a little bit less in terms of, you know, physical force.